Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So Mother's Day is on Sunday. What are the flowers and chocolates for? They're for those times we gave mom a heart attack. And as a mom, when I say that, I'm sure it's not hard to remember that one moment your kid did what?
Especially if you were the mom of boys.
Oh, gosh.
I would imagine it was really bad.
What moment comes to mind, Amy and Homer?
Good morning. I was calling in. I wanted to tell you guys about an incident that I had with my son. He's 19 now, but when he was 3, he actually took Viagra. And I called poison control, and they laughed so much that they couldn't tell me if he was going to be okay or not.
The question that you got to ask is, how was he in 4 hours? You just have to wait 4 hours. That's
how did it accidentally get lying around? Who had it in your house?
He actually, exactly. Uh-huh. But, no, my ex-husband had a joke basket that the guys at work had made him, and that was back when you could call and get a sample of it. Mm-hmm. And it was in the basket, and my niece, who was 9 at the time, gave it to him thinking it was his medicine.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm a few years away from the joke basket. You know what I'm saying? All right, so who can top kid taking Viagra?
Oh, wow.
404-741-0985. Just in time for Mother's Day this weekend, we're looking for the mom whose kid gave her the biggest heart attack. Amy and Homer got us started with the toddler taking Viagra.
Oh,
and we are back at it with Amy and Ackworth.
When he was 3 years old, I just happened to walk past the bottom of the stairs and look up and see him standing at the top of the stairs with yarn around his wrist and around the banister. And I said, as calmly as I possibly could, "Son, what are you doing?" And he said, "I Spider-Man."
Oh.
And I said, "No, you are not Spider-Man. Do not move." And then I hollered for my husband, who came out of the bedroom behind him and snatched him up.
Oh.
It really is a hostage negotiation when these things happen. You're just like, all right. Jennifer in Ackworth.
When I was much younger, I was playing with the recliner for some reason, and I slid down in between the chair part and where you put your feet, like right where the mechanism is to close it back.
Oh, good. So get all that empty change and that popcorn that's down there. Take that out.
Yeah, well, I got stuck, and I couldn't get out, and my dad was at work an hour away. He had to, like, use his tools for his job that day, and so she had no way of getting me out.
Because she needed the jaws of life to pry you out of there?
Basically. And so she actually left me by myself
for an hour.
Well, where were you going to go? Well, really? That was the perfect time to do some shopping.
Be safe, yeah.
Well, like, she actually had to go buy some tools, but she was so indecisive that it took her a while to find the right ones, but she eventually got me out.
And then when Dad came home, Dad probably wasn't too happy about a disassembled recliner.
She tried to put it back together, and so he's sitting in it, and when it opens up, it completely falls apart,
no.
And he falls all the way backwards, and he's like, "What the hell?" And she's like, "Oh my God, honey, what'd you do?"
That's great. All right, Denise and Cumming, what'd you do? What happened?
So my 9-year-old son in kindergarten, the first call I ever got from the school nurse was to tell me that my son snipped the tip of his nose off with a pair of safety scissors.
Oh my gosh, with safety scissors even?
Yes.
He must have been going at that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of damage? Did he have reconstructive surgery? I need to know everything.
No,
It was fine because we just did, I mean, kids heal, so we just did Neosporin, and he's fine. You can't even tell, but I still give him a hard time.
Did he look like Michael Jackson?
Oh, it was the week before school pictures.
Of course,
yeah.
It's the only time to do it, don't you know?
It really did look like Michael Jackson because those school pictures, they've got like the lasers behind you and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 8:22, sunshine breezy today with a high of 68. Braves wrapped up a sweep over the Nationals with a 3-2 win. They're going to host the Phillies at Truist Park this weekend. Hawks fell to the Pacers 133-126. What else is happening, Kara?
Yesterday was a big day for Georgia college athletes. Governor Kemp signed a bill into law that's going to allow them to make money off of their image. It's called the Name, Image, Likeness Bill. So it's intended to protect these kids from being punished if they make any sort of profit off of themselves. And this is from social media to apparel, you know, t-shirts with their names on it, up to having some of the big names managing their own brands. So ESPN estimated that all American level athletes in football and basketball could bring in anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million a year.
Wow.
And lesser known athletes could still make thousands of dollars. Other states have passed similar laws, but questions kind of still remain on whether or not this can be used to recruit or if this money would have to sit in an untouched account until after they leave school, which I think would be the smart route to go.
I love this. I've always said if your name is on the back of a shirt that gets sold, the fact that you're not getting any of the money. However, they are getting a full ride. Yeah. The college needs the money, but it is such big
But think
money.
Of all the money that they bring into the school.
Oh,
compared
my gosh.
To what the school is paying out for their room and board and tuition, it's just not the same. And they deserve to make some money off of what they're putting their bodies through some really tough stuff.
You know who loses in the long run in this whole thing was Jake Fromm.
Oh.
Think about if this bill would have been signed back when he was the quarterback for the Dogs. Jake Fromm, State
Farm. Or Todd Gurley.
Farm.
Girly girl. I mean, how many girly girl jerseys did you see when he was in school, too?
Yeah, I got one.
I know.
Well, you can still scratch out a check there, pal.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We've got a local single mom that's now a Georgia State grad.
Wow.
And it's all thanks to a chance encounter in an Uber. LaTanya Young was driving for Uber 3 years ago, and one of her passengers completely changed her life. Kevin Etch was that passenger. And during their ride, the two got to talking about how LaTanya had to drop out of school and wasn't allowed to re-enroll until a $700 debt was paid. Well, he was so impressed with her story, he secretly went behind her back, paid that debt, and LaTanya got to go back to school. Yesterday, she graduated with a 3.5 GPA.
Awesome.
And of course, Kevin was front and center to watch her walk across that stage. He was gushing to Channel 2 Action News about her accomplishment.
I'm proud of her. She's done an amazing job to make it this far through a pandemic, through homeschooling, through everything. It's amazing.
And on top of all, she's also written a book about her experience called From Broken to Blessed. And that should be coming out in a couple of weeks.
$700.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Change someone's life.
I saw, like, you see sometimes on Facebook, people are on, like, the Buy Nothing groups, and they're like, hey, I need, you know, shoes for a sixth grader.
Right.
And, like, does anybody have any pre-owned shoes? And I realize you can make a difference in somebody's life for $25.
Yeah.
It's not about, I've said this before 100 times, it's not about changing the world. It's about changing one person's world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's the starfish story, right?
It is.
It mattered to that one, didn't it? One of the things that makes it a feel-good Friday is the fact that every Friday morning we get to talk to our celebrity insider, A-Wood.
Yeah.
They're making movies and TV shows all over town. She sneaks off set to tell us about some casting calls. What you got for us, A-Wood?
So listen, guys, Stranger Things 4 is happening. I don't know if you guys watched season 3, but I'm so, so ready for season 4. And I have castings for it. Ooh, this is good. All right. So listen, I'm looking for a real paramedic type, EMT type person. Real experience is necessary. Other than that, any ethnicity, any age, as long as you can get your EMT on, I am looking for you.
When you say you're looking for a real EMT, does that mean you'll have a part, or because sometimes don't they just hire consultants to come in and make sure that they're using the right verbiage?
They do, but this is actually an EMT. Like, you're going to be either wrapping or hanging one of those little bags. Like, you're going to be doing something related to EMT experience with this role for sure.
I got to know who's in trouble, who needs the help, who's hurt.
I don't know. I'm thinking the same thing.
I know Stranger Things is based in the 80s. I'm imagining, what, somebody tripped over a Rubik's Cube or something?
funny. But you're very, very right about the 80s. In fact, I need some extras, just background extras, any ethnicity, any age. Literally, anyone can go be in Stranger Things 4. I'm going out for this one. I just want to be in the background in some cool 80s gear, and it would make my year.
Parachute pants, maybe some jams shorts, Hawaiian shorts.
Oh, my God.
What about Hypercolor? Yes. You guys remember Hypercolor? That was my jam.
Yeah.
Bring your Trapper Keeper to the
Oh, my gosh, the memories. And if you are like me and you love the 80s or you love Stranger Things as much as me and you want to go out for any of this, follow me at Awood Radio. This is for next week. They're shooting next week, people. So you want to submit now. Awood Radio, and I will tell you how to submit.
I think we got our Throwback Thursday confused with Feel Good Friday.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
So, Greg, this is interesting because you need our help revealing something to your wife and then immediately asking for forgiveness right after. How does that all work?
Well, here's the situation. My good friend Frank is coming in from Charlotte this weekend to visit another one of our good buddies that's recovering from cancer at Emory.
Okay.
That's kind of nice. How is your buddy doing recovering? Is he okay?
He's on the mend, but this is going to definitely lift his spirits because we haven't all been together in a minute.
Right. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is Frank is coming in on the weekend that happens to also coincide with Mother's Day.
All right. So you need our help telling your wife, hey, by the way, it's guys' weekend, also Mother's Day weekend.
Is this the only weekend you guys can do this?
Unfortunately.
Okay. What about the relationship with Frank, your buddy from college, and your wife? Do they get along?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's friends. Everyone loves Frank.
Okay.
He's a great guy.
So Frank's not the issue. The issue is Mother's Day.
Yeah. I'm sort of springing it on her, but I'm going to promise her that, you know, Frank will be gone by Sunday morning and we'll be able to do all of the Mother's Day stuff.
Okay.
So. All right.
Good.
So this sounds like an easy one. You've got a reason to have your friend in town. He's going to be gone by the time your wife wakes up on Sunday. You just want our help patching things up and making everything nice.
Yeah. Soften the blow.
Yes. And that's what we are best at. So why don't you sit tight? We're going to call your wife. And we'll get to her in about 10 minutes, and we'll try to make everything good, okay?
Thank you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Greg needs our help gently informing his wife that his buddy Frank is coming into town this weekend, Mother's Day weekend. They have another buddy that's currently getting cancer treatment at Emory, so it shouldn't be an issue. Greg, why don't you sit tight? We're going to chat with your wife, Lauren, for a few minutes.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. Hi, we're from B98.5, the morning show over here. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We want to ask you about your husband's friend, Frank.
Oh, Frank. Okay.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, I mean, let's just say he puts Tank and Frank the Tank.
He puts the Tank and Frank the Tank? Is he a party boy or what's the deal?
Well, party boy is putting it lightly.
Oh, boy.
So is he one of those guys that like goes overboard and totally ruins everybody's good time?
Well, at our wedding, the cops actually had to be called because Frank stole the photographer's camera while he was taking a break, and Frank took it to the bathroom, and...
Oh my God.
The men's bathroom, but, you know, I think you know where this is going.
So listen, Lauren, now might be a good time to let you know that we actually have your husband, Greg, on the phone. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. Greg has got something that he needs to tell you.
Okay, Greg, what's going on?
So Frank is coming in this weekend and we're going to visit Drew at Emory, and I was hoping he could stay at the house.
No. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's not Frank's weekend.
Well, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. It's not Mother's Day weekend. I'm not sure you get the whole weekend.
Now, hang on. That's not how we talk when we want to get something from our wife.
Bad choice of words there.
Now, Lauren, Greg was afraid you might have a not quite this bad of a reaction, but did say that Frank is going to be gone by Sunday morning. So you will still preserve your Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Frank has not been awake at 7 a.m. in the last 20 years, unless he's, you know, still up from the night before.
Lauren, this isn't really about me, you, or Frank. It's about cheering Drew up, and this is the only weekend we could make it happen.
Greg, don't you think it's a little weird that the only free weekend Frank has is Mother's Day weekend?
Greg, does Frank not have like a mom or a wife or kids or something? He's got to do something this weekend?
Well, no one's dumb enough to marry him and bring Frank the Tank Jr. into the world.
So, Lauren, this is called Forgive and Forget. Are you willing to forgive Greg for telling Frank that he can come down this weekend and cheer up your friend?
Frank can come, but only on one condition.
Okay.
The first time I hear the name Sally, he's gone.
Sally?
Yes, I promise. Sally isn't coming. We've already had that discussion.
Who's Sally?
Sally is the name of their beer funnel from college.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, all the best to you guys. Happy Mother's Day, Lauren.
Thank you.
We've got a lot of moms that are grateful for one thing this weekend, and that is that they are not having Frank the Tank at their house.
I promise it'll be fun, babe.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking. We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, what happens when you take your daughter to the pediatrician and your daughter asks to speak to the pediatrician without mom in the room? Mom goes crazy.
Probably an understatement.
Yeah.
Mom needs forgiveness from her daughter's doctor on Forgive and Forget. That's coming up Monday morning, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 725, sunshine breezy today with a high of 68. Braves wrapped up a sweep over the Nationals with a 3-2 win yesterday. They host the Phillies at Truist Park this weekend. Hawks fell to the Pacers 133-126. What else is up, Kara?
Whoa, big news from overnight, you guys. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms apparently is announcing she's not going to be seeking re-election this November.
Keisha, do you love me?
I know.
Where are you going?
It's pretty shocking since she was just passionately professing her love for her hometown just a couple of days ago. She's got a news conference this morning at 10 o'clock, I guess, hopefully to lay out more of what's going on. But we don't really know what she plans on doing next, Drex. Some say she's taking a corporate attorney job in Chicago, but I've seen other people saying that she's going to Walgreens. Maybe she's the corporate attorney for Walgreens? I don't know.
No, well, I, for one, am always looking for a nice, pleasant person to help me at Walgreens. Like, where's the deodorant? Can you help me out?
She's not going to be helping you with the Flonase.
Oh, yeah. She'll be like, Sue, I'm suing you.
Oh, you don't think... Is she going to be a pharmacist?
No, a lawyer.
Right? Yeah. So we still don't know if she's taking this new job immediately or after her term is up, but it's definitely shaking some things up in Atlanta today.
And she's had a stressful job. I mean, politics aside, it was a tough 19 and 20 for her.
It really was.
For every person in government, so.
But at one point, she was going to be like, she was
the VP?
The vice president of the United States, and it's like crazy. Yeah.
Let's get a good feeling. You know, this week was National Teacher Appreciation Week, and we've got a local lady who's being recognized on a national level. Summer Achenbaugh teaches third grade at Norton Park Elementary in Smyrna, and she's a top four finalist in Live with Kelly and Ryan's top teacher competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was selected from thousands of entries and voted into the top four by viewers. she's had an incredible story. She uses her tough experiences that she went through growing up as motivation to be the best that she can for her students. So Summer was actually placed in foster care at the age of 6 years old, but then adopted out by a wonderful family by the time she was 11, who really helped her heal all of her old scars from growing up and help her become what she is today. So now at the age of 27, she has adopted her own two biological nieces and are teaching them, as well as her students, no matter what life throws at you, you got to keep going and everything's going to be okay. The winner is going to be announced this morning on the show and we'll pick up $20,000. So fingers crossed for our girl Summer.
$20,000. Yeah. Your move, Ellen.
Right?
The stakes are getting higher.
Don't worry, Ellen's like, I'll dig around my couch for that.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hi, do you say it Dallin or Dallin?
Dallin.
Dallin.
Like Dallin the milk with D.
All right, I like it.
It's a weird Utah name, man.
Are you a Mormon?
You know, you're born and raised in that, man. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, it's like I'm from Vermont and we're issued Birkenstocks at the hospital when we're babies.
I was born and raised in Detroit. We got guns.
Yeah.
All right.
It just comes with it. It's awesome, man.
Well, Dallin, why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio?
Hey, Kara, take a hike. I'll see you in a bit.
I'm gone, Dallin. Good luck.
So she's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring her back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Question number one, Mother's Day is on Sunday. What's the country's most popular brand of greeting cards?
Hallmark.
Number two, six strands of Kurt Cobain's greasy hair is going up for auction right now. Kurt was the lead singer of what 90s grunge band?
Nirvana.
Number three, a 19-year-old is blasting 51-year-old Matthew Perry for sliding into her DMs. Who was his friend's character, Chandler Bing's longtime roommate on the show?
You're going to kill me. Friends.
Oh, you gave it to enough to him.
Man. I'm horrible, man. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I'm going to heck for this.
Number four, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced that she will not run for re-election next year. What Canadian-born hip-hop star sings this song?
Keisha, do you love me? Are you riding?
That's not Justin Bieber, is it?
Dallin. Number five, Billie Eilish's Vogue cover photo got her 4 million likes on her Instagram page. Vogue is French for what word?
Fashion?
Let me bring Kara back in. How did Dallin of Milk do?
Dallin. I mean, that name and him being from Utah, how handsome is he, Tad? How handsome do you think he is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, Dallin got three right, Kara.
Okay.
How many wives? I'm just kidding. Kara. Same questions, number one. Mother's Day is on Sunday. What's the country's most popular brand of greeting cards?
Hallmark.
And that's what Dallin said, 1-1.
Number two, six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair is currently up for auction right now. Kurt was the lead singer of what 90s grunge band?
Nirvana.
That's what Dallin said as well, 2-2.
Number three, a 19-year-old is blasting 51-year-old Matthew Perry for sliding into her DMs. Who is his friend's character, Chandler Bing's longtime roommate?
Joey Tribbiani.
That's what we were looking for, Dallin. He didn't get it right. Kara's up 3-2.
Number four, Keisha announced she's not going to run for re-election next year. What Canadian-born hip-hop star sings this song?
Keisha, do you love me? Are you riding?
That's Drake.
Dallin said Bieber. Yeah. 4-2, Kara's up. Bieber, do you love me?
Number five, Billie Eilish's Vogue cover photo got her 4 million likes on her Instagram page. Vogue is the French word for what?
Pose?
Dallin said fashion, which is the right answer. You could also say trend. I guess they intermingle. All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Dallin in Manchester, are you smarter than Kara?
Not a chance, man. Not a chance.
All right, Kara, 1,021 wins and 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Dallin.
It's all right. I'll let you pass today.
Have a great weekend. We're going to play again as we do every weekday morning, Monday, 6:35, 7:35. Sign up at tadandrex.com. Don't change, man.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Warning, what you are about to hear is Drex singing.
Oh, stop.
I love you, man. I love you.
It's an ode to all the moms, because we agree that moms do it all, right?
Absolutely. Okay.
Never complain. They make it look easy, and for that, we say thank you. But it's not enough to say thank you. We gotta put it to song to say thank you. And this is a song for all the real moms out there. You know, they got the inner dialogue and they never let it out. So this is all of our real mom song. Happy Mother's Day.
Wake up, put on your clothes and stop weeping. Leave now before I start screaming. Stop beating your brother. Think you're so criminal. I pee when I sneeze because of you, thank you. Now put down the cream cheese and please leave. Hands off the tray foils, go bother the principal. So you need to go by, like Nene says, girl, by. Other moms might drop by, bring bottles of white wine. I'm your dad's type, not your drama tad type. Make your girlfriends mad type, might misuse fake tan type. I'm your dad's type. Duh.
Oh my God. You like the little dad's type, Ted?
Oh my God,
one more time.
I'm your dad's type.
All right. Ready for the big finish, moms?
Duh.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.